You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Douglas Brown on the line, and he is co-founder and CEO over at Halo Consulting. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Pleasure to be here.
All right, Doug. So I'm pumped for our longtime listeners. You know, I love doing episodes where we're bringing on authors onto our show. And I'm proud to announce that Doug will be an upcoming author in our next upcoming Mission Matters Business Leaders book. So, Doug, first off, just want to say congrats.
Yeah, really excited and look forward to hearing the feedback from everyone.
All right, Doug. So let's get this thing started. We're going to start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Doug, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Doug, what mission matters to you?
I appreciate that mission, Adam. One of the reasons I started Halo Consulting is growing up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, I rarely saw Asian Americans in executive roles. And as the CEO of Halo Consulting, a certified minority-owned executive search firm, I'm here to inspire, motivate, and encourage our younger generations of Asian Americans to think big and to chase your wildest dreams.
It's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share their mission, you know, why they do it, and what we can all learn and gain from that so that we all grow together, which is the point of the show. So, Doug, again, great having you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off here, I mean, how did this whole entrepreneurship thing start for you? Like, when did it start for you?
So the journey really started back when I graduated from college. My first job was at Delta Technical Solutions, which is a boutique manufacturing search firm based in Rolling Meadows, northwest suburbs of Chicago. And, you know, I was there for about a year and a half. And after I started Halo Consulting in April of 2020, there were a couple of individuals that I reached out to that reached out to me. And they said, "Hey, Doug, you know, congratulations, you know, really excited for what you're doing. You know, it's really ironic that, you know, when we worked together, you know, I think back in, you know, 2014, 2015, you know, you always said that you wanted to have your own firm." So that's a little bit of insight on how I got to where I am today.
Now, I'm curious. So in these early years, when you decided to essentially go independent, start Halo Consulting, that was, you know, that's a leap going from corporate to the entrepreneur route. Like, what was that like for you? I'm guessing everybody around you, maybe some people thought you were crazy. I know that was the case when I went into being an entrepreneur. They were like, "Adam, you're doing what? You're leaving that firm. You're leaving that infrastructure. What are you thinking?" How was your experience?
My experience, you know, there were definitely some doubters out there, but I had a lot of support from my family and my wife's family, which was really encouraging in terms of, you know, kind of flying the ship as you build it, so to say. You know, there's not really a playbook or guide out there that, you know, tells you, you know, how to build a business from scratch. So I was really relying on my network, subject matter experts, to really help, you know, guide the way. And, you know, getting to where we are today, I think, you know, since inception, I think we've been around for 2 years and 9 months, and we're really looking forward to kick off 2023.
It's great. And so in those early years, I'm curious, when you were thinking about getting those initial clients and getting that and like really getting it going, like how did you get kicked off? Like, how did you get started there?
Back in 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it really started with everything being relationship based. So, you know, up until pretty much before starting Halo, the recruiting industry is very much relationship based. And if you've worked with someone in the past, it's likely that, you know, if you did good work, it's likely that you'll have repeat business with that client or individual. So that's something that we did in the very beginning of Halo, was reaching out to individuals in our network. And then, you know, we did some cold BD as well, which, you know, was fruitful you know, over the course of the first 12 months.
Yeah. So there'll be some people that watch this that are thinking about, you know, going from corporate to being independent or starting their own company. And we know that, you know, no business starts and you just announce that you're starting a business and all of a sudden it takes off. Like everyone has the ups and the downs. If you could go back and tell that Doug that was that guy that was just getting started, obviously now having the benefit of hindsight, and give him some tips or some heads up on some things that were yet to come, what kind of things would you tell him?
I would tell him to chase your wildest dreams because you don't know what you'll achieve until you're actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I would share with my younger self would be, if you're in a spot where you don't know what to do, just always keep showing up and everything will take care of itself. You know, throughout owning a business, you know, up until this point, you know, there have been many situations that we've been faced with where, you know, there isn't a yes or no solution or right answer right off the bat. And it takes, you know, thoughtful research and due diligence to come to a final decision. And then I think the last thing that I would tell myself would be to chase your wildest dreams. Like I said, you know, where we started in 2020 to where we are now, you know, we started producing content at the end of 2020, our virtual roundtable events. And earlier this year, we started producing some content called the Halo series. So thinking, you know, where we were at the end of 2020 to where we are today, you know, we've definitely had tremendous growth. And I think the last thing that I'll add is, if you're not embarrassed about the work that you did 12 months ago, then you're not growing. And I'll tell you, like, I was really reflecting over the past week coming into this interview and, you know, looking back at the end of December of 2020, you know, really embarrassed about the work we did, you know, at the inception of Halo, looking back at December of 2021 throughout those past 12 months, we definitely had some road bumps along the way, but, you know, at the end of December of 2021, you know, we had definitely grown and, you know, matured as a firm. And, you know, even, you know, doing the same reflecting in, you know, December of 2022, like, you know, the stuff we did, you know, 12 months ago, mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed about, but we continue to grow. We continue to get 1% better every day. And like I said, we're super pumped to kick off 2023.
I like the way that you say that too, by the way. And the spirit of that is progression, like to never be satisfied and to continue improving for your clients, for yourself, for your families, and to increase the probability of hitting those wildest dreams as you word it, which I like as well. I want to circle back to the round tables and also to the and to the content that you're creating. But before we do that, I want to get a little bit into the book that we'll be launching. And just for the audience and everybody watching this, we'll be bringing Doug back on the show for a second interview. So that'll be part two of two for this series. And in that particular interview, the book will be live and we'll be doing a deep dive into the book. But today we're going to keep it kind of high level. Think of it, this is just a little teaser to get you excited for the book launch that's coming up. But high level, Doug, what are some of the things that you plan on presenting in the upcoming Business Leader series?
Yeah, I think there are really three points to focus on. The first one is for aspiring entrepreneurs. There is no perfect timing to start your business. And as you'll read in the book, I was laid off in April of 2020 due to COVID-19 and, you know, took a few days to reflect and think about my next big move. And shortly after that, Halo Consulting was born. The second point is centered around diversity. Diversity is important to me, to who I am as an individual growing up and as a professional. And I'm hoping with our younger generations, we do start to see more Asian American CEOs in the future and in the workforce. Yes. And then the last point, being the CEO of Halo Consulting, I wake up every day knowing that it's not just about me and my team, but it's about the lives that we impact on a daily basis, creating a halo effect, making everyone around better.
Yeah. And I love the thought of halo effect and what that does to your community and otherwise. And I think, like, let's transition to Halo Consulting. So like, what makes you a search firm? Of course, what makes you different from some of the others in your space? What makes you unique?
Yeah. So Halo is unique in regards to the rest of the market. So number one, we're a certified minority owned search firm. Mm-hmm. Diversity is very near and dear to my heart, and which leads each engagement that we take on to be every search is a diversity search. And in fact, since inception, 46% of our placements have been women or people of color. Mm-hmm. We do schedule regular weekly update calls with our clients to calibrate, share market details, and present viable qualified candidates. Internally at Halo, we use Thrive as our talent relationship management platform, super user-friendly and web-based, and it does allow our clients to see recruiting activity in real time. And then we truly understand that teams with diverse perspectives and backgrounds really make the biggest impact on both organizations' culture and its ability to serve its target audience.
Yeah. So one of the things that I noticed as I've gotten to know you better, and I see your brand, I see what you're accomplishing, and I also see this theme of collaboration and content creation that goes through everything you do. So I preach on this podcast constantly about the need for business owners and brands out there to create new ways to delivering value to their audience and to their business community and niche. Without it always having to be necessarily their product, right? It could be education. There could be a lot of other things other than the quote unquote sell, right? And one of the things that I found like really creative that you've done and where you've added a lot of value is through that roundtable series. So maybe explain a little bit about the series and how that idea came to be.
Yeah, so the virtual roundtable events that we host on a monthly basis really started in the midst of the pandemic. So it was towards the end of 2022, I think it was the October timeframe, we started, and I think it was sooner, I think it was midsummer of 2020, but our first event was in October. We began to think of an idea of how we could create a greater sense of community through the virtual space in the DEI tech and HR space. And that ultimately led us hosting our first two virtual events. And if you want to check them out on our YouTube page, Halo Consulting, definitely feel free to. But the one thing, and I know I mentioned this earlier about, you know, if you're not embarrassed about, you know, the work you did 12 months ago, you're not growing. The first virtual roundtable event that we hosted, we didn't have a Zoom background. We didn't have any intro slides. And it was, all in all, it was a really great event. But after the event concluded, I spoke to my father later that day. And he was like, why did you do it in the bedroom? And my thought process was I wanted to be alone in within my four walls and not have any distractions. And, you know, up to this point, our virtual events have become much more professional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ultimately, you know, it's where we invite a diverse and executive group of HR, tech, and DEI leaders to speak on a variety of meaningful topics important to executives today. So.
Oh, for sure. And I what I love about this too is that you did it, right? Like, so when I'm talking to people and whether it's on podcasting, PR, all these other things, like I'm always like, you're not going to have everything that you're going to do be perfected on that first one when it comes to content creation. And if you are, then you probably took too long or are taking too long to get that idea out to market. Because, for example, on our end at Mission Matters, or we were called Money Matters back then, I probably was 300 episodes in on the podcast, the original podcast, before we even got a microphone. I was doing it on my iPhone headphones and not even the like AirPods. I'm talking about regular headphones. And I was banging out and recording episodes and having fun and allowing myself to make mistakes and do other things. And like you said, was I embarrassed 12 months later? Oh yeah, I was. I was like, okay, maybe we should start thinking about the listeners about their user experience, up our editing game and a lot of other things. But the interesting thing is we'd already built an audience. We'd already built loyal listeners. We'd already built people that thought the content was valuable. So similar to yourself, that first one may not have been like your ideal end product, and it's definitely not going to be, you know, polished wise where it is today, right? But because you did it, you laid the groundwork, you allowed the vision to grow, and you didn't just sit on the idea. So you got it out there, right?
Yeah, it's been an exciting journey up to this point. And matter of fact, we're hosting a virtual roundtable event on Friday, January 20th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. And the topic we'll be addressing is reimagining the employee experience. And we have a really great group of women HR executives ready to share their experiences, insights, and we hope you can join us.
And we'll put all that information in the show notes too, so that the audience can check it out. And I'm curious now, as a content creator, creating all these different avenues of content, I should say, what's been one of your favorite parts of having the series out there? What's been one of your favorite moments during creating them?
So I don't know if I can specify one particular moment that really stands out, but what I will say is, you know, similar to yourself and kind of your mission, Adam, is, you know, the ability to bring to light, you know, issues or, you know, what's keeping executives up at night, you know, similar to the Halo series that we're doing, and, you know, really being able to hear that individual story and bring it to light. And one thing to note is, so I know we covered this briefly, but we started producing some new content called the Halo series. And our most recent episode was episode 7, featuring Rocky Howard, Chief People and Equity Officer at the MOM Project. What does building an effective performance management process look like and how it impacts your organization? It was a really great episode. I've known Rocky, I think, for a couple of years now, and she's a great woman. But what's really interesting is we're doing something a little different, and we're going to have we'll be releasing it the first Friday in January, January 6th. And we'll be releasing our first ever Halo miniseries. We'll be featuring Jay Graves, and it's centered around creating a sustainable culture of DEI, and it's a three-part miniseries. And we're going to, you know, cover the DEI program development process. I think it's a 7 or 8 step-by-step process. And yeah, we recorded the first one last Friday, and we have the second recording tomorrow. So something to keep your eyes peeled for.
Oh, great stuff, Doug. So we're heading into 2023. For context, everybody watching this and listening to in the future, in December 2023, right at, or 2022, we're recording this, heading into 2023. What's next for you? What's next for you? What's next for Halo going into the new year?
Yeah. So as mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, we are super pumped for this upcoming year. We have a great team in place and we're growing. We are hyper focused on bringing top talent to our clients and hosting monthly virtual events. The Halo series and the Halo mini series. We are looking to get more involved with HBCUs, which are historically Black colleges and universities. And in fact, this is one of our newer initiatives, which involves partnering with HBCUs. Our focus is on how we can help the next generation of leaders with their job search and professional development, from interview prep to resume prep. We also share helpful information and context from the executive perspective on a regular basis with folks, you know, obtaining their MBA or on the verge of graduating from their undergrad program. So earlier this year, my colleague Nick Ingram, who is our director of search operations and organizational development, we took a trip to Claflin University, and we spent 2 days meeting with students, discussing professional and career development. And we are looking to continue this initiative, helping our future generations of leaders, you know, setting them up for long-term success. And then the last thing that I'm excited about going into 2023. So recently, as of, I think, last week or the week prior, I was appointed as a teacher and mentor for Canatech Ventures. And they are one of the first minority-owned cannabis tech startup programs in the nation.
Wow.
So it's a
congrats. 12, that's awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, appreciate it. So it's a 12-week program that weaves a crucial missing link in the startup development community. This is their second cohort, and I'm looking forward to sharing my knowledge and expertise.
Fantastic. Well, Doug, it's been great having you on the show. I can't, we're going to definitely, as I mentioned before, bring you back on when the book's live so that we can do a deep dive into your writing and ideas there. But for today, if somebody is watching this or listening to this and they want to follow up and learn more about Halo Consulting or the virtual roundtables or even the new mini series you have coming out, what's the best way for people to follow up and to connect?
So you can view our website, haloconsulting.com. You can reach out to directly via LinkedIn, Douglas Brown. Our YouTube channel is Halo Consulting. Our Instagram is Halo_consulting_. Our Twitter is Halo_consulting_. And then we have a TikTok as well, Halo Consulting.
Come on, love it. I mean, we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with the Mission Matters episode or connecting with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them to share their mission, the reason behind their mission, what they're up to, their projects, and really what we can all learn and gain from that knowledge so that we all grow together. Again, the whole point of the show is so that we all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Doug, really, it has been a pleasure. I look forward to witnessing and your continued success. So thanks again for coming on.
Great being here, Adam. Wishing you and your team much success in 2023.